Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kingdom Come, our second series of teachings with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fergus Buchan from MMI London. Thank you all so much for tuning in and joining us tonight. We are so happy to be back with you all again in 2024. If you missed last week's episode, we were in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, and it was all about the Great Tribulation. In tonight's message, we are still in the book of Matthew 24. And we are working in the verse 32, and it's all about the parable of the fig tree and the signs of the time. So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Fergus.
Well, thank you, Jess, and good evening, everybody. And hello again, Jess. It's good to be with you, and it's good to discuss the things of God. We're working, as we already mentioned, in the book of Matthew chapter 24, where Jesus, our Lord, is prophesying the end times. So, Jess, as you know, and we all know, what better prophet is there in the world than our Lord and Master, our Lord Jesus Christ? And tonight, I want to discuss with you, saints, the parable of the fig tree, and what it means, and what it tells us. And we've got to be aware of this, because Jesus always uses, you know, Jess, he keeps it simple for us, because we're both simple people. Okay, so don't take offense, anybody out there, because Jesus says he hides the things from the wise and the intelligentsia, but he reveals things to the simple. We're not stupid. Simple meaning just we believe everything he says. Okay, so I'm a simple man, and I'm quite proud to say that. I'm not a foolish man. So the Lord is talking about the parable of the fig tree. Now, I'm in Matthew 24 again, and I'm going to be reading from verse 32. Going down to verse 35. And then I'm going to expound a little bit on this, and then Jess can, like she normally does, if she's got something to add to it or a question to ask, you're welcome, Jess. Just, you know, you can pop in and just ask a question that I hope I can answer. Well, this is the word of the Lord. Okay, so I'm going to read it right through, guys. Then I'm going to expound a wee bit on it. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. So, okay, now, Let's see what the Lord's talking about. First of all, he's talking about a fig tree. Now, I come from Africa, and I happen to love figs, and I love fig jam. Fig jam, me I used too. To get it on bread for sammies, or sandwiches, as you folks overseas would say. In South Africa, we say sammies, and that would be my lunchbox with a bottle of juice at school. I love figs. One of the main reasons I love figs is because my master did. He used to eat figs. Remember, he cursed that tree. We'll talk about that another time, maybe. But anyway, I'm not cursing the fig trees. He's talking about the fig tree, Jess. When you plant, I'm not a farmer. I did have a mission station once, and I know about crops and I know about growing things. But when you've got fruit trees, they always come into leaf first, and then they show buds, and then a little fruit appears. The fig tree starts, he's like a little pimple. Okay, that's how he starts. And then he grows into a beautiful, beautiful fruit. God is telling us here that, let me just read it again here. It says here, now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves. I've just said that, haven't I? You know that summer is near. Because fruit can't grow in winter. Unless you're a strawberry farmer. But we're talking about citrus and figs. Figs were prevalent in Jerusalem and in Israel. It was one of their main diets, that and dates. So it has to grow in a warm atmosphere. So he's telling us that when you start to see this, you know that fruit is coming, and the fruit will come and will be ready to harvest and eat. He's telling us, Jess, we've got to be aware of the end times. He's telling us, brothers and sisters that are listening to me, you've already listened to, hopefully, or not the first two inserts, but they were talking about beware. Well, what's going on in the world now, week by week? We're not talking about, oh, well, next year we heard about a war that's starting up with the Houthis that are on the Horn of Africa blowing up commercial ships. No, it's happening now. And America and Britain, which I live in Britain, and my son, by the way, is a pastor in Boston. He lives in America. They're busy bombing the Houthis. There's a war going on. So what the Father's telling us here, Jess, is that just look at nature. And nature always has a season. Now, the Lord is telling us here, this season is coming to an end for us. And our next insert, you don't want to miss, because that's our last one. It's going to be a good one. Not that it all isn't good. It says here, this is quite a paradox here. Surely I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Is he talking about us, Jess? Or is he talking about the time when Jerusalem was sacked in AD 70? I believe it's for both. Because this generation is seeing these things, isn't it? Earthquakes, famine, pestilence, wars, and rumors of wars. Right? So now what are you saying, Pastor Fergus? Well, what I'm saying, I'm well on in age. Jess, you're a young girl, young lady. There's a good chance you and I will both be alive when he comes for us, when the rapture comes, or he comes to collect us, okay? Whatever you want to call it. He's coming. There is no doubt about it. And what he's saying here is be aware, because when he comes, it'll be like a flash of lightning. That was last week's insert, remember? There's no time then, and this is what's relevant. Just what I try and emphasize, and I spoke about it at the service on Sunday. You know, those that are living in sin, those that are unbelievers, you know, you can go on. Oh, well, I'll just live my life a little bit longer, and then I will come and repent and give my life to Jesus. Okay? No. Because when he comes, you won't be expecting it. You'll come at a time where you're not ready. Or, well, I don't believe you're ready anyway. If you haven't made a commitment to the Lord, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, you're either a believer or unbeliever. Okay, but still. And then also, while we have this time, while we've seen the leaves coming on, while we've seen the buds coming through, while we've seen the start of that little fig, we've got to be out there working for the Lord Jesus Christ and fulfilling Matthew 28, 18 to 20, which is known as the Great Commission. Reaching the lost. That's what we're going to do, Jess. So the Lord is telling us here, look at the fruit, look at nature. And he says here, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. He's saying what he's telling us is absolute truth. It's going to happen. Everything in the Bible, up to Matthew and past Matthew, well, everything in the Bible that was prophesied has come to pass. We're in Revelation now, okay? So that's coming now. But everything else, and that's where the atheist or the unbeliever, the agnostic, he can't argue with us, Jess. We go back to Isaiah, we go back to Ezekiel, we go back to Elijah. Everything is prophesied about the Lord's coming. Everything that was said then has happened 700-800 years before. Now he is speaking, and he says, I'm coming back. So, Jess, let's talk about this. How does this sound to you? Where are you at?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can just like reiterate what I said last week. I mean, you know, I think to most prophets, pastors, believers around the world, I think, you know, the times and the things that are happening around the world, I think we can all kind of agree and see that, you know, time is coming. The end is very near. And you know, I think the signs are very apparent. You know, but like I said last week, whether it's next week, whether you know Jesus comes in a month, in a year, 2 years, 3 years, doesn't matter. Whatever the timing is, you know, it says numerous times in the Bible, be ready, be prepared. And I think that's just kind of the most important thing and to not let, I guess, the fear overcome you and kind of take you off the path. I think the most important thing then is actually a very exciting thing. Like, I can't wait. I'm so excited, and it's an amazing thing. Yes, obviously the things that are happening around the world, like the natural disasters, the wars, of course that's scary for sure. Like, that's, you know, but I think at the end of the day, the thing we need to just focus on is the Lord, and also just getting ourselves and our house ready.
Well, that's very good, Jess. And you know, listeners, now this is a young woman speaking, and she's very excited. Okay, and I'm looking at Jess as I talk to you, and we're both very excited. She knows me very well, and I know her very well, because there's nothing to fear. Okay, all that we've got to make sure is that you are ready, and He knows your name. Your name is written in the Lamb's book. Otherwise, you're getting left behind. Okay, and you don't want to be left behind, because Jess, what's happening now is bad enough, and it's going to get a wee bit worse before He does come, by the way. And it's going to be tough, right? But then when we are gone, it's going to be intolerable for those that are left behind. So I like what you said, Jess. Folks, as we close now this chat for this evening, get your house in order, like Jess said. Get ready. Try and live your day for that He's coming tomorrow, or He's coming this afternoon. He could come right now while I'm talking to Jess. We don't know. He could be 5 years away. Because nobody knows. And that's what I'm going to talk about in next week's insert as we wrap up Matthew 25. And please, as Jess well knows, brothers and sisters out there listening, we could talk about the parable of the fig tree in 10 inserts. We haven't got the time. So I've given you an overview of Matthew 25. Right? And I think in the 4 inserts that we're going to do, you're going to have a good understanding. But like I said to you last week, take your Bible, Matthew 24, go and read it. Take your concordances and see what the Bible is telling you. So thanks, Jess. That was really good tonight. I really enjoyed that. Let us close in prayer, and I'll hand back over to you. Father God, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for this discussion, the parable of the fig tree. Thank you, Lord, for making it so clear to us simple folk. Lord, that you use a fruit tree to warn us what's impending. So Lord Jesus, protect, favor, and bless every listener that's listening to this podcast. Protect Jess and myself and my family and her family. We ask this in Jesus' blessed name. Till next week, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Fergus, for sharing it with us. And thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight. As always, if any of you have any questions or prayer requests, please send them in to our prayer email address, which is mmi.londonprayer@gmail.com, and Pastor Fergus would love to hear them and get back to you. So we'll see you all next week, and don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Until then, God bless.
God bless.